WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Two new foreign language films in limited release, A Very Long Engagement, directed by Jean-Pierre Jeunet, and House of Flying Daggers, directed by Zhang Zhamu, have the potential to be big crossover art house hits this season. Much like those same directors' last two movies, Amelie and Hero. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
These days, virtuoso stylist filmmakers, real flashy showboaters, are a dime a dozen. But just because you can whir up some Lollapalooza montages on your computer doesn't mean you're a director. Two of the more style-conscious filmmakers who do have an uncanny grasp of the medium are Jean-Pierre Jeunet and Zhang Zhamu. And not only do their names sound weirdly similar for a French and a Chinese guy, they both have new movies about obsessive love in a time of war. Along with much of the world, I was enchanted by the first half hour of Jeunet's Amelie, but that's where the affair ended. 90 more minutes of frisky French gamine whimsy made my tummy ache. When he's on his game, though, Jeunet has a supernatural sense of flow, a flair for camera movement, and an endearing fetish for brown. Umbers, ambers, sepias, siennas. His latest brownathon is A Very Long Engagement, based on a terrific World War I novel by Sébastien Japrisseau, a mix of sardonic narration and first-person letters, eyewitness accounts of a hellish war from deep inside the fog. The film begins with five French soldiers being marched to the bloody front, convicted of mutilating themselves to get sent home. To make an example of them, someone at the top decides to dump them in the no man's land between the enemy lines. What happens to the men is unclear. Who can know for sure amid the shells, the smoke, the strafing planes, and a subsequent massacre of French troops? More than a year after the war is ended, Matilda, played by Audrey Tautou of Amelie, is sure that one of the five, her fiancé Manek, is out there somewhere. She knows he was driven mad, and that he's missing a few digits, but she feels a telepathic connection to him and sets out to track him down. The movie mixes garish horror, sentimental romance, and yes, gamine whimsy in equal proportions, yet makes it all seem of a piece. Characters pick up the thread, relay what they remember, then disappear. One of them is played, in a pleasant surprise, by Jodie Foster, speaking French like a native. Events are shown from different points of view, but not for the sake of some unknowability principle, as in Rashomon. The truth, as they say, is out there, but nearly impossible to dig up from a killing ground already planted over. Jeunet is lyrical even when gliding through vast trenches past mutilated bodies, and it's possible that his touch is too smooth for the level of carnage. But the tension between that technique and what he's showing gives the movie the feel of a macabre fable. It's a mixed blessing, though, that his muse, Audrey Tautou, is such a great camera subject and looks cuter in a hat than anyone alive. The downside to the stylishness is that A Very Long Engagement sometimes seems like Amelie goes to war. In a similar vein, Zhang's House of Flying Daggers is the most intoxicatingly beautiful martial arts movie I've ever seen. And if you think that sounds like damning with faint praise, consider Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Zhang's own Hero, and scores of deliriously surreal Hong Kong ghost movies. This one is a sword and dagger extravaganza with some wonderfully florid romantic melodrama. It's set in 859 AD, in an age of corrupt government and a secret rebel sect called the House of Flying Daggers. The plot is too convoluted and too full of surprises to recount here. It involves a blind rebel, played by Zhang Ziyi of Crouching Tiger, and two policemen, played by Takeshi Kaneshiro and Andy Lau. They're ordered to use her to get to the rebel leader. But no one is what he or she seems to be, and a straightforward chase becomes a knotty love triangle with twists and hairpin curves. It would be just an ooh and ah movie, every shot a painting. But the martial arts takes it into another dimension. The fighting blooms out of the emotions, the way song and dances do in musicals. Zhang has a wowza visual concept for each battle. His camera soars behind arrows and flying daggers, which boomerang and bounce off shields and deftly slice people's throats. One sequence will be talked about for years, the battle in the green bamboo forest. The assassins gliding silently down from trees, the fighting on the ground, in branches, on top of shields, in midair. Holy bamboo, Batman! It's so furious, yet so miraculously fluid, and so elegant. Zhang sets the bar so high, I don't know how anyone could top him without redesigning the human body, and even then you'd need his genius for color and composition. Zhang and Junet might be show-offs, but do they have a lot to show?
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.